them and mail them back. I know.
Dominique, you ripped it up this weekend.
I gotta give a shout out to Tom, Steve, and Jay to the Addison Improv. Oh, I love Dallas. I can't wait to come back. Shout out. They were awesome to me in Addison this weekend.
They loved you.
And
you
packed it in.
Oh, yeah, I had a great time. I love Dallas. It's a great time.
Yeah.
How y'all doing this morning?
Doing good, Dominique.
I'm good, good.
As you know, Dominique is a Laker lover.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
And so do you think
she's that, looked at the tape.
That Meta World Peace accidentally knocked the Oklahoma Thunder man out.
The cowboy dog.
I mean, no doubt about it. All you got to do is look at the tape. I'm with Sib on that. You can see the truth.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it was an accident. I mean, it's, I what mean, come it? On. Now, the league then got turned into a push-pop league, Tom. This thing got too
push
soft.
Push-pop.
Y'all know Rick Mahorn and Bill Lambie and them, they did that every game back in the day. Man, it's a flagrant foul all of a sudden. Daryl Dawkins and them, they were slapping people and everything. That wasn't no flagrant. It's an initiation to the league, James Harden. Get up, young fella. You all right? Get out Meta World Peace way. You seen the man dunk? Get out his way. He was in the zone. You caught an elbow. Get up. Quit crying about it. It's playoff basketball. Sometime that happen.
He gonna kill somebody.
It looked like it was flopping to me. I don't know.
He flopped.
That was a flop. He didn't get hit that hard. When I looked at that elbow,
he didn't get hit hard.
These boys crying too much. Jay, you know it was a flop.
That was a flop.
Yeah,
yes.
He flopped down in the refs. They all sensitive. Ralph Trez, Vetnall. That's a flag. There ain't no flagrant five. All this Gilmore and them guys back in the 50s and stuff, they was doing that on the regular. Now all this stuff, flagrant fouls, I ain't falling for. Big up, Meta World Peace, Ron Artest.
Rick Mahorn.
Come on now. Dennis Rodman. Come
That's
on now.
That's a Hall of Fame list right
there. Yeah. Throwing elbows. I mean, pushing people in the stands and the ref just walk up and say, don't do that no more. That wasn't good. That make no damn sense how you, now it's a flagrant.
This guy's auditioning for the J. Anthony Brown School of Cameo Acting.
You saw Westbrook.
Acting?
Yes.
Russell Westbrook, though, you saw him run over there. He saw wasn't nobody over there. He stopped. He was like, y'all get him, because I ain't doing nothing with him. Then Ibaka went over there. He was in his, Ron Artest was in his Queensbridge stands. He was like, come on, yo, it's whatever. It's whatever. I'm down for whatever right now.
He was saying, what?
What? I can say I'm from Congo, but I ain't messing with the bridge. Hey, I mean, it was a little elbow.
It was nothing to it, huh?
No, but we got that W though, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nothing to that. They, you know, he just initiated to this playoff basketball, James Harden. Running around there, you know, he run on his tippy toes like a little ballerina. That'll level him out a little bit. Make him a little more solid. You know what I'm saying?
Put some weight in those heels.
Oh, he put some weight in his high pop that time, see?
Yeah. Running on his toes.
Yeah, running on his tiptoe, look like he playing ballerina. You know what I'm saying?
You know how parents look at kids like that? Go, that boy, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a life-changing experience for him.
That
he's
going to
be a better
so
player. He's going to be a better player in the playoffs. I guarantee you that. When he see us in the playoffs, he's going to be like, I don't want God, Meta World, or Ron Artest.
Whatever your name is.
He all right, though. He walked off. You know, chalk it up, James. You okay.
They should put Meta World Peace out the league for that.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't that, Tom. It was just basketball.
Send him home, huh?
No, Jay, you know that ain't right. I know you a Laker hater, but he don't need to go home. He shouldn't even be suspended. Fine him like they did Delonte.
Not even suspended.
No, just get a fine and like Delonte with the
wet willy.
The wet willy, uh-huh. You know, get him, charge him $30,000 and let the game play on. I don't understand. I bet Charles Barkley said, ain't nothing wrong with him. This is what I'm talking about, Kenny. No, let me say this. This is what I'm trying to say right here. These guys, I remember one time I was out there and Moses Malone punched me in the eye with two elbows and I kept playing. This ain't no foul. That ain't no foul right there. These young kids, they too soft. He supposed to got up, came out. I played with a concussion and hearing loss, so I don't know what the problem is.
And never missed a meal.
Round.
I hear lunchtime. I hear when they call me for lunch.
No doubt about it, Jay.
You think I got these black
y'all cold? Y'all are cold.
He be all right, though. You know, I'm staying by the Lakers, no matter what.
I see.
Yeah, I'm a testifying court. I didn't see nothing.
Rick Ross was pulled over by the cops on his boat. They thought they had busted Rick Rosé with some weed on the boat. They smelled weed.
Mm-hmm.
But Rick, they couldn't find
Rick was on a boat down in Miami. I guess he was fishing.
Uh-huh.
And
He out there smoking.
He's out there smoking.
He and his peeps.
And his peeps. He's still smoking. Many times he fell out. He don't care nothing about his health, dude. I would have thought he would have been in the water swimming, trying to get some cardio in instead of on the boat smoking, Tom. I don't understand what the problem is. You done fall out every other week and you smoking weed. You can't possibly still be sprouse. Hey, what is your problem? You getting bad advice, boy. They going down you. You better get your head right.
It's just every like other week. Moving.
Every other week. But you know
he's finding it.
No, they wasn't going to find it because Rick Rose ain't the police. He a CO. He knew what to do. Dump it in the water.
He dumped it in the water.
Yeah, when they come tell him, we already smoked.
It was in his beard.
Yeah. You can't never lose weight, Rose. Like, Rick, if you keep smoking, you got the munchies. That's why he ain't going to lose no weight.
He's having seizures?
All the time. And he's still smoking.
He fell out four times. You're right, Nick.
Still drinking. You got to get your health on track, man. You look real bad out there. Rick Rose, whatever they call him, Rose. I'm going to call you William Leonard the third. You need to get your thing together because you ain't that young no more. He's smoking. Eat some salads and stuff. Do some cardio. Y'all need that smoking alone. He don't even care. He falling out.
How old is he?
I don't know, but he falling out, Tom. It don't matter. When you get to 40, in his 30s, I think.
I think he might be 40. 40.
Yeah.
I think he might even be 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got to let it go, though.
It comes a time when you turn 40, you got to change some things.
You got to change some things. Especially when you falling out, blood pressure, how you missing gigs and stuff. You got to make some changes. Canceling dates. I can't make it. He's scared to fly and all this. No, you got to chill out.
Wheezing,
yeah. And still eating fried chicken. Talking about, man, I got indigestion. Why you eating fried chicken? Eat some salads. Bake a piece of fish. It ain't going to hurt you. It works. He the one need. He need to do that lemonade cleanse, Tom. He need to cleanse. He need to start from scratch. I help you, Rick. I ain't going on it with you, but I tell you what to do. Already did mine for the year.
Hey. All right, Dominique, we'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah.